Marks and Reese, we are back with Live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We're at Bryce Harper, 3 o'clock, the Phillies Festival yesterday. He joined us live, and he delivered again, Ike. We're 2 for 2 in getting him to choke up with our interviews with him.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's why I had to do the whole Dr. Phil comment. I mean, you ask him about his dad, and that obviously means a lot to him. So, you know, it's cool. It's cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. So we'll play that coming up at 3 o'clock. You mentioned something last night, and I was with you. Normally, when a team wins a championship, it depends on the team if I'm sticking around and watching the postgame, right? I don't watch every postgame of every championship, right? I don't. Some teams, like the Patriots, for instance, I have no reason to stick around and watch Tom Brady hoist whatever, or I'll DVR it and I'll watch it for purposes of being on air or stuff like that. But I don't enjoy watching teams that I don't like win championships, right? I was interested last night. I wanted to see Kyle Lowry, and I wanted to see Kawhi. Like, what was Kawhi's reaction going to be? Because he's just a stone face. You would barely even know if they win or lose a game when you take a look at him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good to see, man. I like Kawhi Leonard a lot. I do. It's a shame that the Sixers weren't able to pull the plug and get him here like a lot of us wanted to.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so now you can ask the same question of whether they should use him as bait this offseason to try to get somebody else in there, especially if there's a body that's worthy of bringing in. I don't think they will, by the way. I don't think the Sixers have any intention of moving him.
Moving who?
Ben.
Ben Simmons?
Yes.
Yeah, they probably don't. It doesn't mean they shouldn't look at it.
Well, you're right about that.
I mean, like I said, the whole idea of Kawhi going to Toronto and winning a title and possibly leaving, I don't believe the Pelicans want to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers. So what you're going to need is a team that's willing to trade for Anthony Davis on a one-year rental and don't care and have an asset attractive enough or assets attractive enough to the Pelicans that they are more than willing to go ahead and trade him to that team. I believe they want to trade him out east. They just can't find the Knicks don't have anything that's attractive enough to them. Boston, what are they going to do? If Kyrie leaves, Boston more than likely does not want to give up Jason Tatum, right? And some of their young pieces to get him, because he's going to say, okay, if he comes, we're giving up the young pieces and Kyrie left. So we don't have anything but Gordon Hayward after next year. To me, with the Sixers, the way I would look at it, and I'm not as in love with Ben as everyone else is, I would take the shot at winning the title next year. Next year will be a unique year. Next year will be a wide-open, almost free-for-all type of a run for a team, almost like this year was. That's how when the Warriors started losing players, that's what really made it possible that Milwaukee or Toronto or whomever coming out of the East could win the NBA championship. And lo and behold, look what happened. So if Kawhi goes to the Clippers, right, you got the Warriors missing the players that they're missing, you wouldn't trade for AD to have and re-sign Jimmy Butler if that's who you want to re-sign? You know, I'm looking through the free agency market, right? I'm saying to myself, if I trade Ben Simmons to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis, right, do I still have enough room to sign Jimmy Butler to the max and then sign Kemba Walker to a max?
You'd be close, right?
Yeah, do I have the ability to do that? Because then here's what you have. You got a lineup of Kemba Walker, Butler, Embiid, and Anthony Davis. Who the hell else cares who you – I can go out there and play with them and be the fifth man. It don't even matter. And if AD leaves after next year, after you win the title, you got a trio of Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid still on your team.
And the risk would be he decides he's going to play for the Lakers.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, but, I mean, if you win a title, so what?
That's the point.
if you don't, now you've lost Ben Simmons. I mean, it is a risk.
Yeah, but you got Kemba Walker. You got Kemba Walker here, and you still got Jimmy Butler.
Right.
And Joel Embiid.
Right. Well, I mean, when you diagnose it like that, I mean, yeah, that would make a lot of sense. I don't you know, I don't know if they have the money, but just to, just.
I don't know if the money works either, because I don't know if re-signing your own player and Jimmy Butler, how that counts against your cap. You're basically swapping out not even salaries, Anthony Davis for Ben Simmons.
Right. Well, I mean, look, I guess the real question is just Ben for AD, right? I mean, that's the sense of the, first of all, is that getting done, Ben for AD? You would think, because listen, New Orleans is asking for everything, but at some point they're going to have to say, okay, we're not getting everything we're asking for.
They want an all-star player.
Right.
They wouldn't take Ben Simmons over Lonzo Ball and...
Of course they would.
...and that crap, or what does the Knicks have to offer for
them? Would it be Ben Simmons plus for AD, or would it be Ben Simmons...
You can have whatever else we got. We don't have anything else.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
You don't have anything else.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a sign-and-trade with Harris or something like that. You go down there.
Okay.
Ben for AD. You can vote at Mark Cerise, WIP.
The Ben Simmons fans won't do it.
Yeah, which I'm really not.
Neither. I mean, I like Ben Simmons. But if we're talking about winning a title, like I said.
Not next year.
You think Toronto cares? Next year is an open year. Like, next year you have the opportunity to get it done next year.
Right.
Like, where Anthony Davis goes could swing the favorite.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You got Embiid and Anthony Davis on the same team? You think they aren't the favorites to win the title next year?
No, and if you look at the Lakers, they're one of the favorites to win the title next year just because they
think AD. If you get AD out next to LeBron with the Warriors decimated, that's what I'm saying. AD swings wherever he goes, that's going to make one of those teams a favorite.
See, even though
– and if Kawhi goes to the Clippers – that doesn't make the Clippers a favorite.
I'll sit here because I've already done it today, and I'll complain about Ben Simmons. But I also think Ben Simmons is eventually going to develop into the player that we thought he was going to be a little bit sooner rather than later. And I don't know. I don't think it's next year that you're going to see the real Ben Simmons that he needs to be successful in this league. Maybe it's in a different position. Maybe he just finally says, I need to become a shooter outside. I need to at least try. It's a pretty big risk for Anthony Davis to trade Ben Simmons. Really big risk. Let's go to Kevin and Ollie. Kevin, how are you?
I don't think so.
Yo, hey, Ike, how you doing today? What's up, Johnny, Mark?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, all right, now, hey, Ike, you got to listen to this, man. You might think I'm crazy, but Johnny Marsh, you might agree with me.
Right.
Ben Simmons, the future of this franchise, man. Trust me, you can't let that kid go. That's Jason Kidd, man. I'm telling you, he's a triple-double.
How many franchises did Jason Kidd play for?
If he gets a jump shot, it's when he develops that jump shot. If I was the Sixers that's holding him down in the second round of the playoffs, it's that 7'2" guy that's always out of shape, that's never available, man. I would trade him to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis, bring Drew Holiday back, and another piece, man. You can get more for Joel Embiid. He's always out of shape. He's just like one of those guys that's so talented, man, like a Michael Vick. Okay. That's so talented that relies on his talent alone. He doesn't want to practice his craft. He doesn't stay in shape. He's always sick. He's always unavailable. And he gets dogged in the playoffs. He doesn't even want to come past the three-point line, Ike. Come on, man.
No, I hear you. But see, you know how you feel about Ben Simmons? That's how I feel about Embiid. So I'm an Embiid guy. So I
hear you.
It'd be hard for me to trade Joel Embiid.
7'2" that want to shoot three-pointers all game long.
Yeah, but that's everybody, Kevin.
The guy didn't take but two shots inside the three-point line in Game 7 in Toronto. Are you serious, man? Come on. Well... I don't know, Ike, but you got to look further into it, man.
No,
what do you think, Johnny Mark? Come on, man.
I don't think there's a chance in hell the Sixers do it. That's what I think.
The guy's never available, man. He's always sick. He's always hurt. He's just – and then he gets dogged. He's out of gas in the playoffs. Come on, Ike. If he was on your football team when you guys was destroying stuff back then, you guys would bench that kid, man. He's never available.
Yeah,
be honest.
He's so good, though.
Yeah, but see, Michael Vick was so good too, but he never won nothing.
Right.
He didn't.
I hear you.
We're here, Kev. Good call, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, listen.
Some will say, you know, Ben Simmons has less physical issues as far as endurance, as far as injuries.
No question.
Than Joel Embiid. But Joel Embiid is easily the more skillful player.
I read a lot of things that had,
some people don't think they
play well together. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. By the way, I think Ben's a better player without him than with him, but it doesn't make your team better without Embiid and with Simmons. Can you build easier around Ben Simmons? Sure, because now he's not your point guard, right?
Yeah.
The fact that Embiid's there makes Simmons either have to be another part. And he's not an easily fit part. You can make him the 6'10 athlete that does it all in lieu of Embiid.
Would you trade Ben Simmons for Devin Booker?
Yes. Yeah, yes, he's a better fit. That's a better fit.
You can re-sign Butler. Hell, you can re-sign Harris if you want to also.
Ike, if you're asking me if I would explore the trade market on Ben Simmons this offseason, absolutely I would. You know why? Because he'll get you something. He'll get you something significant. All right, yeah. Bryce Harper is coming up next. 888-729-9494. 888-729.
I'm just trying to get an NBA title next year. That's all I'm trying to do.
Well, you're wise because you're trying to mix things up.
We got a free year. I'm trying to steal one.
It really changes everything.
Man, I'm trying to steal one.
No doubt about
it. LeBron is going to be out of the mix. The Warriors are out of the mix. Come on, man. What are we waiting on?
Elton Brand and Brett Brown.
Man, we got to go get Anthony Davis, man.
888-729-9494.
Go get Anthony Davis.
Bryce Harper joined us live at the Phillies Festival yesterday. Talked about talked about a lot of things.
Put those twins together, man. I'm sorry. My mind is thinking. I'm locked in on the NBA championship.
I see
man.
That.
I'm sorry.
I see that.
I'm just trying to get us a title.
Well, that would help. that's a decent start, Ike. Get Rocco back?
Yeah. No, hell no.
Figure out a way to get Rocco back?
Is he a free agent?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't. I just.
I was going to say, if he was a free agent,
yeah,
good.
But Rocco now would be a great piece
of
this team.
Oh, no, we got Rocco. Mike Scott. I'm all about the Mike Scott High?
Beehive,
whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm about that.
You're talking about that tattoo on your ribcage, right?
No, I'm not doing that, but I'm all for bringing Mike Scott back.
I think he can
bring him back.
They need him.
Yeah, he's a bench player. Bring him back.
888-729-9494. Bryce Harper live on his dad, how much he's impacted his life. Really an emotional interview.
What's the other guy's name whose game looked like mine in high school? Ennis. James Ennis.
James Ennis.
Oh, yeah. That's how I used to play.
He's worth $1 million.
Yeah.